Tired of those old metal single-pane windows? Tired of those high AC bills every summer? Find out if it's time for new windows at your house. Joining Rosie in the studio today are John and Matt from Pella Windows and Doors. Now back to Rosie on the House.
And a beautiful Saturday morning to you all. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Get it dialed in your phone, but don't hit send yet. Every line is full. As soon as we clear a call, hit send, and that'll be your best chance to get in and talk with Rosie or one of our experts from Pella. Gentlemen, are you ready for a call?
I knew this topic was going to light up. I knew it. That's why it's one of my soapboxes, because there's so much bad information out there. We're here to clear the air today.
And it's all going to start with Robert in Goodyear. Welcome to the program. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate you all taking the call. I'm looking to put some Louis glass vinyl windows in my house. And I have several years of experience doing remodels and new construction on homes. And I'm curious, is there any negative repercussion that would come about by me, myself, putting the windows in my home?
John, you probably have the most experience out there. There's no repercussions on who does it, really,
no.
Although Pella has a certified contractor plan.
Right.
But what would you tell Robert about proceeding?
You know, they usually send out installation instructions with any window package that you buy, and you want to just make sure that you're following the manufacturer's suggested installation method.
I want to know, Robert, what's the exterior siding of your house?
It's stucco.
On foam.
Is it wood framed or is it a block built home?
I believe it's wood framed. It's a late 80s house.
Yeah, so there's probably foam behind the stucco and then chicken wire in between that.
And John, would you agree with me? That's probably one of the trickiest installations there are.
Absolutely.
And why don't you talk him through that, about how big he needs to cut the stucco back and how he needs to flash that window. Talk him through it.
Well, depending on how you're wanting to put the windows in, you usually would cut the stucco back about 6 inches from the side of the frames on certain installation methods.
And when you're cutting that stucco, don't wear safety glasses. Wear goggles.
Yes.
Because that dust will find a way to bounce off your forehead, come in between the seam between the glasses, hit the glass, and then ricochet back in your eye. It will find a way in.
Oh, yeah.
Wear Absolutely. Goggles.
Yes, and even a mask over your mouth and nose to keep that dust from breathing in that dust. Any simple mask would do.
And I'm usually using a little 4-inch grinder to make that mark. Is that what you use?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I chalk it. I take a 4-inch grinder with a diamond bit, and I just kind of score through the stucco. Then I take a hammer and I turn everything from the score line to the window into, you know, I just mash it up and get it off. Then I take my tin nips. I nip the lath, and now I'm down to the foam, but I'm still not down to the window.
Right. That's the problem with that type of install, is it's really detail oriented, and you have to make sure you when you're doing everything, you're not really digging into that vapor barrier that's there, the felt paper or the Tyvek paper that's behind it, and you're wanting to continue that when you install your windows and pull that fin off.
Okay.
There are other a little easier methods that you can do where you cut the window right at that fin up against it, and it's almost like a block type install. So you're not cutting back so far. You're just basically cutting the window out of the opening. And then if you use like a butyl tape or something to continue that barrier around to prep the opening and get it onto the framing around the window to continue that barrier, and you can slide the window in and get it secured, and then you put we always use a low expansion foam that goes around the window frame to insulate and seal.
Just lock it in place.
Yep,
right,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I'm usually when I trim, I'll use a 1x3 or 1x4 wood trim around the window, and I'll silicone or caulk around there just to make sure there's no drafts and water leaks. Is that a good idea as well?
If you're not replacing the stucco, you're going to definitely have to do something. But I would recommend getting that stucco patched up to the frame of the window, and then you wouldn't have to put a new 2x4 or 2x trim around that.
The trickiest part of your job, Robert, is the flashing of the window, because I think being built in the 80s, you probably don't even have a vapor barrier in your house. In the 80s, we thought the 1-inch rigid insulation was a vapor barrier, And if you don't keep your house painted very well, it's going to absorb the rain. The wall above the window is going to get wet. The water's actually going to be running down in the space between the stucco, the 3/8 inch acrylic stucco and the foam board. It's going to hit the top of your window header. And I don't need to tell you where it's going to go from there. It isn't.
No, not at all.
It's not a good place. And it's the kind of damage that can really take years and years before it shows up. Now, John, how many windows have you opened up and seen this window has been taking water for 20 years?
Especially in Arizona, because it dries so fast. So you'll open it and you'll see the telltale signs of water damage, the darkened wood, the stains all around. I would say probably 25% of the time.
Oh, at least. And it's this foam stucco applicator. There's one very prominent designer in Paradise Valley who's no longer alive, but his homes are very, very famous. And whenever someone called me from their home and wanted a remodel, the first thing I had to tell him is, look, your house has been leaking since the day it was built. I'm sorry to tell you that. I know this designer. I've remodeled 15 of his homes. I'm telling you, we're going to have to replace all the windows.
Now, this won't give you a full-on remodeling experience, Robert, but I tell you what, you go volunteer at Habitat at the window time, and you can at least see an install, get a little experience under your belt, and you can be like, yeah, I can tackle this. Or you may see it and be like, you know what? I'll pay the extra $100 an install per window.
Absolutely.
Take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.